Let's talk about the new. And it's funny because it's actually a Yahoo poll. It's actually NBC poll, which is kind of funny. Remember, NBC is out of all the state-run media outlets, is more in the bag for the Democrats than NBC. And remember, it's not just MSNBC, but it's the whole NBC family. It is. It's every entity that is NBC. And you see that liberal agenda from their sitcoms to their daytime shows to their nighttime programming. Rather, it's Fallon or Myers, or Saturday Night Live. So it's funny when state-run media puts out a poll that has DT way ahead. And so, NBC News SurveyMonkey released the first national poll of 2016 this morning. And it has DT at 35%. 35% of Republican leaning registered voters. 35%. So you're talking about, oh God, 25 million? You know, everybody left, plays with these numbers. Oh, well, that's only X amount of percentage. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell is the king of these. Well, that's a lower percentage than Ross Perot and lower percentage of Ralph Nader. And when you they try to dismiss the percentages based on, I think, the world's population. I'm being serious. But if you break it down by registered voters from the 2012 election, you're dealing with 61 million Republicans and 67 million Democrats. Because that was basically the numbers for Obama and Romney. So in theory, you got to take 35%. Of 61 million. So you have 35% going for Trump. Then you have 18% going for Ted Cruz. Then from there, you have a pretty sizable drop off. Rubio's at 13%. Ben Carson is at 9%. Jeb Bush is at 6%. Chris Christie is at 4%. And Carly Fiorina is at 3%. When you hear individuals talk about national polls don't mean anything. National polls don't mean anything. It's all about Iowa. It's all about New Hampshire. And if you win in Iowa or you first, second, or third, you move on and you build momentum. That's work. Listen. That might have been the concept 20 years ago, but that's not the concept anymore. The national polls do matter because, as you see, you have people that are polling in the crap house, not just national, but in Iowa and in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and they haven't got out of the race. Because of the way super PACs operate, you can survive and wait out the process much, much longer than you could before. So in turn, winning Iowa or being in second place in Iowa or third place or New Hampshire or South Carolina ultimately means you can keep going to the different primary states. So, yeah. The national polls actually matter. Especially for people like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Especially for them. And especially for Donald Trump. Who has his own money. And doesn't need a super PAC. Or a sugar daddy like Sheldon Adelson. To keep him going, should he lose a primary and the people that donate big money say, hey, we feel you can't win now, so we're going to shift our support. Because that's what happens. You get somebody like a Jeb Bush, or you get somebody like a Marco Rubio that needs a Sheldon Adelson or a Kristol or people like that to keep their campaigns going. And if they don't show in Iowa or New Hampshire, those people say, hey, listen, I was going to give you $5, $6, $7 million if you did good in this primary, but you didn't do good, so I'm not going to give you that $5 or $6 million. I'm going to give it to someone else. So then in turn, you're done. So in turn, it's over. So this election season, It's different. It's different than any other time in our history. Any other time in our history. So the numbers get a little more detailed as this survey asks different questions like, who would you make number two? And I'm not talking about a duty over here, guys. Who would you make number three? What women? What men? So you had 51% said they would absolutely vote for Donald Trump. And 33% indicated a large chance. And just 14% said the odds were 50-50. And 2% said there was little chance they would support him. Now, those numbers are through the roof. And those numbers are exactly what I said they would be as we got closer to the election. When you hear these Republican establishment a-holes say, I just assume not vote. When you hear people like Essie Cupp, this moron, this jagaloo, when you hear her on state-run media CNN, basically say she just won't vote if it comes to Trump. And Hillary. Ultimately, she will hold her nose. Or maybe she won't hold her nose. She likes the smell of duty. Who knows? She's a horrible, horrible person. She really is. She will pull that lever for Donald Trump. I said that all along. As much as the establishment, as much as the SE cups and the crystals and the Rick Wilsons, as much as they hate Donald Trump, ultimately, they will vote for him if he is the Republican nominee. I've said this before, how the Rick Wilsons and the SE Cups and the Charles Krautheimers, how they feel about Donald Trump is the same way people like me and other conservatives felt about Mitt Romney. You gonna tell me that people in the Tea Party or the Freedom Caucus liked Mitt Romney? They felt about Mitt Romney the way the SE Cups feel about Donald Trump. But ultimately, when you have to make that choice between Romney or Obama, you go in there and say, I hate Mitt Romney, but I hate Barack Hussein Obama more. So these Trump numbers are way up. Months ago, you had more than 50% that said they absolutely would never support Donald Trump. Well, now you basically have 2%. So you have 51% that says absolutely vote for him, and 33% that says it's a large chance. So you're talking about 84% of the Republican voting electorate in this poll. Talk about 84% that said, yeah, I'll vote for him. 50 saying absolutely, and 30 saying, yeah, it's a good chance. It's 50-50. And 2 said, no, ain't going to support him. I mean, Trump's numbers are better than Cruz's. Cruz's is 36%. 36% say they will absolutely vote for him. While 49% say, yeah, it's a large chance I will. Rubio had 26% that said they will absolutely vote for Marco Rubio. While 49% said, yeah, it's likely they would. I mean, Donald Trump has the most support of people going, I'm not leaving. This is where I am. I'm not leaving. So this ceiling that you hear everybody talk about, Donald Trump can't get past this. Remember, that ceiling was always 20%. We've broke that ceiling. Now the new line is, well, the field needs to get smaller in order to get rid of Donald Trump. That's the new line. That's what all the pundits are saying now. So they've been proved wrong for the last 7 months. Now their new BS line is, well, you know, once the field gets whittled down, Donald Trump will be taken out. And again, doesn't really make any sense unless you're going to get rid of Donald Trump. Unless you're going to get rid of Donald Trump. Because if you take Carly Fiorina and her 3%, and you take Jeb Bush's 4%, and then you take Ben Carson's 6%, you're at about 13%. Throw in 9%. It's actually 9% for Carson, 6% for Jeb, 4% for Christie, 3% for Carly. Let's add that up together. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. We're at 22 points. Donald Trump is at 35. Let's do it again. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. If you add those candidates' points with Marco Rubio's 13, okay, you are tied with Donald Trump. So, explain to me how clearing the field will eliminate Donald Trump. Because the person that's under Donald Trump is Ted Cruz. Again, how, if you clear the field of who? Christie? Carson? Rubio? Fiorina? Jeb? How, if you clear the field, do you get rid of Trump? How does that work? Can the pundits please explain that to me? Can the liberal pundits explain that to me? Can the conservative pundits explain that to me? Can the Washington Post explain that to me? Can Huffington Post explain that to me? Can Rick Wilson explain that to me? Can SC Cup explain that to me? Can Ana Navarro explain that to me? Can somebody please explain to me how clearing the field takes Donald Trump out? Considering you have Trump at 35%, Ted Cruz at 18%. Who has to be cleared for Donald Trump to lose his support? Again, these pundits are just wishful thinking. That's all they're doing. And it's bizarre because these are supposed to be highly educated people. They really are. They're supposed to be highly educated people. They're supposed to be highly educated people. But they're not. They are not. It's not a highly educated statement to say the field needs to be cleared. Donald Trump will lose. Donald Trump is at 35%. Some polls have him at 40%. He has to leave in order for other candidates to rise. Chris Christie's at 4%. How does Chris Christie rise? How does Chris Christie rise? If Ben Carson got out of the race tomorrow, you think Ben Carson people are going to go to Chris Christie? No. The Ben Carson people are going to go to Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. If Marco Rubio gets out of the race, some of that support will go to Ted Cruz. A little of that support will go to Donald Trump. And the rest of that support would go to Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, maybe John Kasich. But you're only talking about 13%. If you eliminate 4-5% because Cruz and Trump get it, you're going to whack up, what, 6? Please, SC Cup, Rick Wilson, and the rest of the conservative pundits that despise Donald Trump, please explain to me how clearing the field. Clearing the field is going to make Donald Trump lose. If the rest of that field is in the basement. The only thing that clearing the field would do would be make it a two-way race between Cruz and Trump. So then I guess establishment, pick your poison. And if it comes down to Cruz and Trump, you have a better chance. We have a better chance with Donald Trump as the nominee than we do with Ted Cruz. That's a fact. That is a fact. When you hear these conservative pundits like Medved, this moron, how he has a job I'll never know, say, it is impossible. He sounds very feminine. It is impossible for us to win with Donald Trump. Even if he does a few more points than Mitt Romney did with white voters, you still need Latinos and you still need Asians. Trump is just not going to get them. He's just not going to get the numbers Mitt Romney did. And they're going with this mindset that Donald Trump can't get those blue-collar Democrats, those Reagan Democrats, which is, I think, silly. I think it's silly that nobody factors that in. It's like the concept that there are Democrats that have run for president, i.e. Kennedy, i.e. aspects of Clinton that have gotten moderate Republicans. For people to discount the blue-collar Democrats, those Democrats that work in the factories, the Democrats that have had their lives affected by illegal immigration, by having their jobs shipped overseas, having their family members affected by violence at the hands of illegals. Like I've said before, not all Democrats are your Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow's, Lawrence O'Donnell's. These are not every single Democrat. It's a farce. So clearing this field, I'm not real sure what's going to happen except Donald Trump's numbers will go up, not go down. And when it comes to the gender of these voters, 39% of the men said they would support Trump, and 29% of the women said they would support Trump. Cruz earned 21% of the men and 13% of the women. Rubio got 13% of the men and 14% of the women. Trump also led the way with people describing themselves as white evangelicals, 35 to Cruz's 21, and those calling themselves very conservative, 35 to Cruz's 30%. That's why when people are talking about, you know, well, Cruz is up in Iowa. He's up in Iowa. Yeah, but that's the only state that Cruz is up. And depending on what poll you're looking at, is he up? Is he behind? It's debatable. If you want to have the argument of Cruz being up, you look at the one Iowa poll done by the conservative newspaper that crapped all over Trump. Now, if you look to other polls like CNN, Trump is up. So, I don't know. And then after that, Cruz is 10-15 points behind Trump from South Carolina to Nevada, New Hampshire. So it's debatable on the Iowa lead. And then, of course, when you go to the Democrats, nationally, Hillary Clinton is at 53%. And Bernie Sanders is at 36% with Martin O'Malley earning 2%. So that's the new polls that kick off the 2016 election cycle. And guarantee tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, that other polls will be coming out. Because remember, people don't want NBC just to get all of the polling press that goes along with releasing your polls.